Habakkuk chapter 3, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet set to victorious music. Well, remember that Habakkuk has been struggling with his questions about the justice of God, and God, why don't you get on and do something? Yahweh, I've heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Yahweh. Renew your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Selah, think about it. His glory covered the heavens and his praise filled the earth. So Habakkuk is thinking back over history. He admits that he can't quite understand why God doesn't act quickly. He's heard God's explanation. And he says, okay, but I admit that in the past you did intervene. You did dramatic things when you saved Israel out of Egypt. And when you came down on Mount Sinai and your glory filled the earth. Okay, you've promised, chapter 2, that your kingdom will come and your glory will again fill the earth. Okay, but I want it now. But he does accept that you can do this. You've done it in the past. So he says, revive your work in the midst of the years. Do it again now. He doesn't lose his faith in God. So he talks again about how God had acted at the time of the Exodus. And David in the Psalms often also goes back to God's work at the Exodus to find strength and comfort. Rays shone from his hand where his power is hidden. His power is hidden. He's been complaining that God hasn't got on and done things, but he accepts that God has got the power, although it is hidden at times from men. Plague went before him and pestilence followed his feet. He stood and shook the earth. This is the earthquake at Sinai. He looked and made the nations tremble. The Canaanites feared, didn't they, about the approach of Israel and Israel's God. The ancient mountains crumbled. The age-old hills collapsed. His ways are eternal. I take that to mean that the God who did these great things at the Exodus can do them again and will do them again. His ways are eternal. This is not mere history. So he takes comfort in history, and yet most people say history is bunk. Maybe it is, but God's history, the history of God's dealings with man, is not at all bunk. This is the encouragement that really and truly God is going to act again and can act. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, the dwellings of the land of Midian trembled. Was Yahweh displeased with the rivers? Was your anger against the rivers or your wrath against the sea that you rode on your horses, on your chariots of salvation? You removed the sheath from your bow. You called for many arrows. Selah, think about it. What he means is think about how God acted in the past. He can do this. He is not dead. He is not asleep. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and were afraid. The storm of waters passed by. The deep sea roared and lifted up its hands on high. This is talking about their crossing of the Red Sea, maybe their crossing of the River Jordan as well. The sun and moon stood still in the sky at the light of your arrows as they went at the shining of your glittering spear. This is talking about the conquest of the land by Joshua, when over Gibeon the sun and moon stood still one day. You marched through the land in wrath. You threshed the nations in anger. This is the victory he gave to Joshua over the Canaanites. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed. You crushed the head of the land of wickedness. You stripped them head to foot. You pierced the heads of his warriors with their own spears. They came as a whirlwind to scatter me, gloating as if to devour the wretched in secret. You trampled the sea with your horses, churning mighty waters. So he's saying that although they were invisible, God's angel chariots had been around there at the Red Sea and had led Israel through the Red Sea into victory in Canaan. He's saying, you did this. And I believe your ways are eternal and you can continue doing this. I heard and my body trembled. Understand he has a kind of a vision where he saw, as it were, a video all replayed in his own mind of what God had done at the Exodus and at the conquest. I heard and my body trembled. My lips quivered at the sound. Rottenness enters into my bones and I tremble in my place because I must wait quietly for the day of trouble, for the coming up of the people who invade us. So he says, yes, now I see. You are almighty. You can do all things. And it is for me not to argue back with you, not to question your apparent inaction. I must wait quietly for the day of trouble. He may even be having a sort of vision of his own death. Rottenness entered into my bones. And I must wait quietly in the grave for the day of resurrection. Just like God tells Daniel, who also wanted to see things happening straight away in his life, he was told, go your way, Daniel. You must sleep. But the day is coming when you shall be resurrected and stand in your lot at the end of the days. It's the same answer, really, to Habakkuk. For though the fig tree doesn't flourish, nor fruit be in the vines, the labour of the oil of the olive fails, the fields yield no food, the flocks are cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stalls. These were all the promises under the old covenant that if you're faithful, you will have a fruitful fig tree, vine tree, olive tree, etc., fruitful flocks. And he says, well, even though the blessings that were promised for obedience haven't come true in my life, yet I will rejoice in Yahweh. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. So Habakkuk winds up by saying that, okay, so I didn't get the prosperity gospel promises, as it were. I didn't get fantastic life now, nor did my nation, but I will rejoice in Yahweh, in the God of my salvation, because he knows that this will happen ultimately at the resurrection of the body, when God's kingdom is established on earth. So despite starting very negatively, he now finishes positively. Yahweh the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like deer's feet and enables me to go in high places. For the musical director on my stringed instruments. In other words, I want you to sing this. I want you to share this with other people. And he shared it with us. And we can share these thoughts in due course with others as well.